You're listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds 91.5 FM WMFM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we are kicking it here live at the Paranormal Playground Sounds. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium, just in case I didn't say that. And just in case I'm dreaming. Just in case. Just in case I'm still doing lucid dreaming. Like, what is that? Lucid dreaming, intense stuff is what it is. It's control, it's being able to have dreams and actually control your dreams. You ever done that? And being able to decide what you want to do in your dreams? That's lucid dreaming, basically. That's what it is. So, thank you so much for tuning in again. And I hope you're feeling good. I hope you got that classical music in. I got you. That was a long song. So I was like, y'all need it. Y'all need the break. Y'all need that classical feeling. I'm just settling in. Yeah, that's right. At 1:20, we're going to go in. We're going to do our inspirational speaking. And I'm so excited because we're going to get even double uplifted. Like, thank you, God. Thank you, WMFO. Thank you for today. I'm overwhelmed with the gratitude and what we receive here as a collective whole. Being able to just bring in the love, bring in the light, and do this every Sunday for the rest of the summer. I'm just trying to take it in and just give so much love and gratitude to everything. I'm here Sundays and I'm here Tuesdays, and I couldn't be more happy. I couldn't be more overjoyed and overwhelmed with so much love and gratitude. So much gratitude, you know, and I needed this because this morning I was not feeling gratitude. This morning I was not feeling it. We all have those days. But when you get to just constantly be inundated with it and go in and just keep on remembering who we are and remembering our infinite nature, we realize those things that are not of our concern, they do not live within us. They are not forever, and they do pass, and it shall pass. So whatever you're going through, it shall pass. And this is what Sunday service is all about, is getting it in, getting your feel. So I'm glad you chose me for your Sunday service. All of you who are listening, thank you for choosing me. Thank you for choosing, because there's so many amazing human beings. I can think of three right now that sometimes I have trouble choosing from for my Sunday fix. And they're preachers. And, you know, they have their thing. Not going to name any names. Just kidding. I will. Joel Osteen and Michael Bernard Beckwith. Check them out if you have a chance, because they are the ones who've helped me get here and make this dream come true. They helped me so much. I love them. So anyways, let's move it along here. I got a cute song coming up here. Right here. Sarah Watkins, Long Hot Summer Days. And this is just perfect for today, because it's just going to get hotter here on out. It's going to get hotter here on out. Thank you, God. Thank you, Spirit, for this beautiful summer. Just enjoy it. Just be in love. I'm saying this to you because I need to hear this. Just be in love with all of life. Turn away from what you don't have. Turn away from the mishaps. Turn away from, boo-hoo, poor me. Get into the now. Get into the presence. So let's do this. I love you.
Some of these empties here just as soon as we know where they lay. Tired off of them jolly and leaving minds on a long hot summer day. For every day of work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. On a towboat building up barges on a long hot summer day. Thank you. she's a good old gal, okay. I bet she's in by her window fan on a long hot summer day. For every day of work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. On a towboat working on the barges on a long hot summer day.
Thank you.
Good evening. You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. I love how I say good evening when it's really actually afternoon, but time is not linear. And that's why I do what I do. Time is not linear. Time is extraordinarily infinite. And it's infinite at the Paranormal Playground Sounds, always and truly. I hope you're loving this. I'm totally loving this playlist. The Pastel's Been So Long, Sarah Watkins, Long Hot Summer Days. That song is dope. That was dope. Igor Stravinsky, Serenade in A. And before that, Sister Rosetta Tharpe with Down by the Riverside. We're having a Sunday service, but it would not be Sunday service without our gospel, you know, of course. You gotta put that in. You gotta put that in. Or it's just not Sunday service. It's just not without that gospely gasp. Feel. Oh my God! I'm feeling it. It's welling up in me. The sensations, the beauty, the love, the infinite spirit. All of it is just welling up in me. I got feelings all up in me. And it's a good thing. It's a very, very good thing. It's not bad. It's good. So when you're feeling that high and you're feeling that uplifting from spirit, don't be afraid to look like you're on drugs. No, don't be afraid. to get crazy or look a little crazy, because that ain't crazy. That is actual normal. That's normality. That's your true state. That's your abundant true state. And your true state is joy. So don't ever forget that when you're in that feel and you're feeling uplifted by God and spirit and angels in the universe, and you just want to let it out and you want to let the joy out, let it out. You deserve it. You deserve the goodness. Speaking about the goodness, let's get into some gospel with the Golden Gate Quartet, Swing Down, Chariot. We're here till 2 p.m. Stay tuned for the inspirational speaking.
Swing low.
Swing.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming,
great God Almighty, she's
coming
over in Zion,
coming.
I'm telling you, children, she's
coming to carry me home.
Well, mm-hmm. Look over yonder, what I see. Mm-hmm. Seems like the chariot coming after me.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and
let me ride.
Why don't you swing
down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and ease it. I got a home on the other side. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and ease it. I got a home on the other side.
Why don't you swing, swing, swing,
well,
swing,
well, swing, well,
swing,
well.
Swing, 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 swing,
swing. Well, Ezekiel was out in the middle of the field. He said he saw an angel with a chariot wheel. He wasn't so particular about the chariot wheel. He just wanted to see how a chariot feels.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord, come and ease it. I got a home on the other side.
Why don't you swing, 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 swing,
yeah,
swing, 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 sw
seagull went down and got on board. The chariot went bumping on down the road. Zeke wasn't particular about the bumping of the road. He just wanted to lay down his heavy load.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me. I got a home on the other side.
Well, I got a father in the promised land.
I won't stop until I shake his hand.
Rock me, Lord, come and easy. I got a home on the other side. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord,
we're back. I hope you like that mix-up. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Miranda Merlin, at the Boston Medium. And we are kicking it Sunday service style, 2 hours of Sunday service. Love you. Love you to the fullest. Love you to the moon. Love you to the fullest. And in June, da-da-da-da-da. Oh my God, what am I doing? I'm just kidding. I'm just feeling the buzz. I'm feeling the buzz off of that. That was UB40 Swing Low. And then the Golden Gate Quartet Swing Down Chariot. So two different versions of the songs with different lyrics. I love it. I love it. Two different versions of Swing Low, Swing Chariot. I had to because I get a nudge to play the same song in two different versions, I have to play them back to back. So it is good. It felt good and it was uplifting. So it is now time. I hope we got uplifted enough because it is now time to do the inspirational speaking. So what inspirational speaking really is, you know, in my perspective, you see, like, it's Sunday service, so I do, you know, it could come off as preaching ministries to others. I call it, so it is in like a preaching style. What up, Kenneth Copeland? That dude's the man. Anyways, even if people think you're nuts and crazy, I still love you. I still love you, Kenneth Copeland. You are the man. If you're listening, you are the man. So, inspirational speaking basically is I'm going to basically be channeling directly from spirit. And what does that entail? What does that entail? It entails, basically, I'm going to have spirit use me as a host to say whatever needs to be said. It's like a reading, but it's a reading through a flow, like a spoken word. It's like a reading through poetry and a spoken word. And it's really to fill you with a lot of energy to get you really, and not amped up in a crazy way, but really motivated and amped in a positive way to fill you with a lot of positivity. And, you know, you could do this. You can just sit down. You could be outside walking, meditating, or you could just be driving, cleaning, whatever it is. This is just to fill your mind with really good, like, just inundate your mind and have your consciousness be, you know, shift into a different paradigm and be able to shift your consciousness into a different dimension. So this gets you into a different dimension. It opens up, it's opening up a door. It's a good door for you to shift to your highest good and your highest self, and to just open up a place you've never been before within your own consciousness. And I'm just here to guide you to that. So let's get it on. Let's get it on. Okay, Infinite Spirit, what you want, what you got? Just kidding. what is it that you would like to express right now? I'm open. Today, the topic is being solid, and that's what it is. It's when we're getting into that energy where we need to, there's a spiritual war, and we've all heard about the spiritual war. We're all hearing about the battle. We're all hearing, but we're not really understanding what it really means to fight it, because the spiritual war is, without a doubt, an extension of ourselves. The spiritual war is not just some thing where you have another side. There's no other side attacking. There's no defense on the other side. There's not something outside of ourselves that is attacking us. It is an extension of ourselves, of our lower selves attacking ourselves, as we take the responsibility to be God in this moment. You see, as we take the responsibility to be God, we're also taking the responsibility to understand when we get attacked, when we let things that we don't want inside of ourselves, we understand we did that. We've let it in ourselves. See, we let the missiles in. We let the barricades in. We let them come in. We let the movement, we let the platoon move into our space. We let it into our regiment. Now we're taking it back, and we're battling it back, and we're battling, and our higher selves comes up to our higher selves right now. Oh, our higher selves is here to say, we got this. We are the army, and invite your spiritual army right now. So we're inviting all of our spiritual armies. See, as we remember Memorial Day here, we remember the infinite, and we remember everybody, everyone who served, everybody who's crossed over in battle. Understand how important this is to understand what this means as they've crossed over in battle. What does this entail to know how many others have crossed over this world so we could be here right now to channel spirit? My grandpa, all the family members, everybody who has gone into battle so we could be free. So we can experience this luxurious, beautiful life here in this country. To understand what it means to understand freedom and have that freedom. Oh, I'm feeling the edge and the beauty of freedom right here in my soul, because you're already free. We got to talk about freedom. See, what is freedom? Do you know about freedom? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about freedom right here, right now, in this moment, because this is our chance. This is our one chance. We have it right now in this moment. See, right here in this presence, this is freedom. You see? Right here, where we're in the now, there is no past, present, or future. Right here, we're free. You see, why are we free? We're free because right here is what we have. We have right now to change. At every moment, we can change a situation. At every minute, we have the opportunity to create. We have the opportunity to make it better. We have the opportunity to heal. We have the opportunity to be a different version of ourselves at every moment, every minute. And that is freedom. Oh, that is freedom right here. You see, we're connecting to a higher place, a higher space, a higher dimension right now that is brought to you here by the infinite spirit, by the infinite realm. You see, the connection of yourselves that has crossed over many, many times is always in the spirit world. It's never changed. And then we come back here to planet Earth to play. We come back here to planet Earth to play and grow and to learn. But in the midst of these gaps of life and death, minute by minute, everything going by this temporary experience, the short experience on Earth, what do we have in the middle? We have something called freedom. We have something called infinite love and infinite beauty, infinite space, time and space, and it always is infinite, circulating around you, dancing around you. These, let it be time and space dancing around you, fluttering in the beautiful red, white, and blue, fluttering wrapped within you. What is this country all about? What is the basis? What is the idea? It's freedom. Oh, and the foundation of spiritual liberation. The foundation of spiritual liberation is right here and right now as beautiful infinite spirit takes over. Beautiful infinite spirit comes here to you and you are listening to the infinite spirit right here, right now, making your magnificent mark and your magnificent debut. Look at you shine. Look at you shine right here as you listen and you can remember who you are. Yeah, I see you shining. Infinite spirit sees you shining. Infinite spirit hears you shining. You are so loved right now, right here. You are already free. See, and as we are already free, we need to build the foundation of freedom. See that freedom within ourselves already. Why would you let anybody outside of yourself bring you down? Why would you let anybody outside of yourself tell you different? See, that is the battle, you see. That is the spiritual war. Is when we come to spaces like this, where we come to safe spaces, where we have our spiritual soldiers, they're taking care of us. We have our angels, we have our regiment, our platoon, our army, they're right here, right now, our support system. We have it, the sister and the brotherhood right here. And they fill us with all this confidence, love, beauty, joy. Magnificence, the parent that just comes in to take care of us. And we leave here feeling good. Why on earth would you let anything that is below or lower than the angelic realm come and try to tell you who you are or what you need to be? Why would you let anybody tell you that you're not beautiful? Why would you let anybody tell you lies and that you're limited? Why would you let anybody tell you you can't do something? Why would you let anybody tell you that you are not powerful? Get out of this mindset. Get out of their energy field. Get out of their line of battle. You are not in their war. They're at war with themselves. That's not your war. Don't let their war come into you because you don't got war. You got peace. You got joy. You see, that's what your angels are here for. That's what your spirit army is here for. They're here to battle for you. They're here to protect you. They're here to tell you, you are the angelic. You are the hierarchy of the kingdom, and we are here to protect you. We do all the fighting. Your angels do all the fighting for you. Universe, God, they do all the fighting for you. You ain't got to do nothing. You got to sit back, relax, and be peaceful. You get to sit back and relax and enjoy the fruits of their hard work. They do this for you. There is nothing you need to give back to your spirit team. There's nothing you need to give back to your spirit army. There is nothing you need to do. They work for you for free because that is infinite love. That is unconditional love right here. Imagine a whole team of angels, a whole team of the supernatural, a whole team of the unseen working for you for free because they love you. All for you because they want you to have a good life. And that means they will not let anything come in and destroy your perception. You see, right here, right now, we are activating If you have not activated your spiritual army right here, right now, we're activating it. Right here, right now. See, this is how we use magic. We use magic in the most beautiful, infinite good, in the most beautiful, infinite, highest good right here, because you are the good, and you need to be reminded at every second that you are good. You see this reminder right here? This is your beautiful spiritual team right here saying, we got you. You right here, right now, in this moment, are being reminded how loved you are. You see, when we remember here on Memorial Day weekend, and all the loved ones and all of the loved ones that we've known, and everyone that we love so much that have crossed over, and those in service, those in duties as well, we need to understand they all work. Everybody works for us. It's all about you. We all live for another human being. And these souls that have crossed over early, it's so they can help you. They can help you more. You see, if in human form, in human figure right here, right now, we are so limited in how we can help each other. But when we cross over, we can be at a million places at once. Infinite soul, hear me. This is why we cross over at a certain time, certain place. We are the infinite help. Love, beauty, and joy, and magic that just happens right here in the infinite. Magic that just happens right here with God. Magic that just happens right here, right now, and with the energy of love, and feel the love, be the love. Remember what love is, because we're here to remind ourselves, I am loved, you are loved, we are loved. I am love, you are love, we are loved. I am love, we are loved, we are loved. Feel that, because right now, when you take this, you're going to be a changed human being. You're going to be a changed person after this. After this, when somebody comes along and tells you you can't do something, you're stupid, you're crazy, you're not good enough, you remember this right here. You remember your spirit team and says, my spirit team works for me. My spirit team don't work for you. My spirit team works for me. And you remember that. You remember. And you say, they work for me. And what that means is they don't let your toxicity in. They don't let your war come into my war. Because once your war comes into my war, that's my war too. See, once you let someone else's war comes into you, that's a shared war. Now that's you who's battling you. But if you don't let anybody else's war come within you, you ain't got no war. You got you. Now always be you. Always remember that. Always remember that when you leave here today. Be proud of who you are and shine. Keep shining your light. Do not be afraid of anybody trying to dim your power. Do not be afraid of anybody feeling insecure around you. You battle and you battle hard. And that means we don't get out of control. We don't react. We don't get triggered. That's how you fight the spiritual war. Because you let your team, you let your infinite spirits, you let your guides, you let your army take care of the rest. Whew, so we're uplifted in this magical energy, and we're uplifted in this air, and we are uplifted right now in understanding who we are and remembering. We're remembering it never goes away. This service never goes away. You see, your spiritual team, your spiritual army, it never goes away. They're working overtime. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Oh, thank you for the infinite presence right now. I am strong. We are filled with the strength. We are filled with the strength that we ought to have and that we were meant to have and we're blessed to have. We are filled with the independence. The independence of love and the independence of guidance right here. Oh, the self-reliance is right within you. You have it within you. You have your source. You know. You are not held without. You are not ignorant about which way to go or which way to move. You know who you are. You know where you're going. You know what you're doing. You know your purpose. You know right here, right now, and you are just living. You're living and you're feeling good and you're feeling happy and you're feeling inspired and you love to love and you love life. Ooh, right here, I love life. I love the infinite good and I love the infinite well-being. Thank you, God. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, infinite good. You are so good to us. You are so good to all of us, every single one of us right now in this moment that gets to come on the air and play in the infinite playground and play in the paranormal playground and get healed, because right now this is getting healed. Going in and opening up those doors in those different dimensions, you are getting healed. You are being healed right now in this moment. You are so blessed. Today is your day. Today is your birthday. Today we celebrate you. Today we celebrate your spirit. Even if no one else can see it, we can see it. And you come here to remember who can see you and where you're getting healed. Look at all the elements. Look at everything and take a scan of your life. Take a scan of everything that needs healing, physical, emotional, mental, whatever it is, we're healing it right now. Infinite Spirit sees you. Infinite Spirit knows what you're going through. And Infinite Spirit has you. We are strong. I am strong. And shine your light. Shine your light, Infinite Beauty. Woo! Thank you for listening to that. Oh, such a good day. Such a good day to be alive and love, 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 love. Thank you. So let's continue on with the Paranormal Playground Sounds. I hope you're feeling good. I hope you're feeling happy. We're here for another 20 minutes playing some magical music, and we are just going to lift the vibration, just continuously get high, just continuously connect with God and the angels, and continuously be here, because Memorial Day, we're remembering our loved ones, but we are celebrating their life. We're not celebrating their death. We're celebrating their existence. This is the absolute beautiful holiday to celebrate spirit. And let's do this together. I love you more than a million, kajillion, billion, trillion stars. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts. Freeform radio.
Receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals, and you, sir, do not have a pair of festivals if you prefer drinking from glass. A Red Solo cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable, and unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kiss my back. Woo!
Red Solo cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now I really love how you're easy to stack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack. 'Cause when beer runs down in front of my back, well, that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have to admit that the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie, when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky.
Red Solo cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo cup.
What?
I love you.
lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now I've seen you in blue and I've seen you in yellow, but only you red will do for this fella, cause you are the Abbott into my Costello, and you are the fruit to my loom.
Here we go now.
Red Solo Cup, you're more than just plastic. You're more than amazing, you're more than fantastic. And believe me that I'm not the least bit sarcastic when I look at you and say, Red Solo Cup, you're not just a cup.
No.
You're my friend.
Friend. Lifelong.
Thank you for being my friend.
Red Solo Cup. I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party.
7 miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? 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 Tombstone hand and a graveyard mine. Just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? I rode around the town, use a rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, Arlie, don't give me no lip. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Ice wagon flew, hit a bump and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I seen. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Arlene took me by my hand. She said, ooh, wee, boy, you know I understand. Who do you love, honey? Who do you love?
And we're back here. Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM. We only have about 10 more minutes. Oh, no. It's been real. It's been... I can't even imagine a better Sunday. And thank you to you for everybody listening. You made this Sunday the best. And it's Sunday service, and I am in such a positive, wonderful mood, and I'm just so grateful that through the magic of spirit and the magic of God and the way they love us so unconditional, there is the healing. There is the healing. I love this song so much. So here is Smokey Robinson, Ooh Baby, 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 Baby. Gonna do some nostalgia, but we'll be back. We will be back shortly. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Love you. You're listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Mariah Merlinite, the Boss Medium, and thank you for joining in for our special edition of Sunday Service. Make sure to join in my regular time slot on Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. So much fun! We've got a lot of magical things going on there. At 6 p.m. on the dot, we have, well, not on the dot, but 6:05, I mean, we have our guided meditation. We started off, and we have live angel messages coming through. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Paranormal Playground Sounds Sunday service, getting uplifted, getting high, getting angelic, and believing. And thank you so much for believing. It's like Peter Pan when he's like, and they're like, I do believe in fairies. I do believe in fairies. It's just like that. I do believe in spirit. I do. So thank you so much. We're out of here. We're out skis. And I love you so much. Please enjoy the soothing classical. Mwah.